Ladies and gentlemen of New Hampshire, thank you for taking time out of your day.
About 400 people gathered at Plymouth State University.
Next list of speakers.
And over 4 hours, there were about 60 speakers. Those who spoke in favor of the project were outnumbered about 10 to 1 by opponents. A major theme was that not enough had changed to make the Northern Pass acceptable. Another was that the line should be buried. State Senator Jeanne Forrester, a Republican from Meredith, said the DOE should demand Northern Pass provide information on burying the line.
It is clear that burial of such facilities is where the technology is moving.
Many speakers said they think the DOE is too easy on Northern Pass. Susan Arnold is an official with the Appalachian Mountain Club.
As you've heard earlier, neither DOE nor the applicant has much credibility with the public. This is tragic.
Another hearing is scheduled today at 5 p.m. at the Mountain View Grand Resort in Whitefield. The fourth and final hearing is Thursday in Colebrook. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.